Now, we'll likely know a lot more in the days ahead, but his girlfriend at CNN, and it should, again, as it pointed out, it was a consensual relationship between them. Well, she formally served, this is where it gets interesting, as the communications director for, that's right, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo several years ago. Now, it gets more interesting. Andrew's brother, former CNN host Chris Cuomo, is, according to numerous sources I have sources everywhere, they are preparing a lawsuit related to his own dismissal. And by the way, preservation notices have already been sent. Now, it would appear that the Cuomos know a lot about Jeff Zucker and the unethical practices and the double standards taking place at the so-called Facts First Network. Now, my best guess is Jeff Zucker, I bet he was completely in the loop as it relates to Chris and Andrew Cuomo. And to what extent, time will tell. My prediction is Chris Cuomo is going to get his full contract paid out. They said they fired him for cause. And my other bet is he'll likely get a lot more money before all of this is said and done.
You know, he's right. I don't think we have heard the last of this. I want to go, and I know I'm running a little bit late, but I want to get this in the same segment. Laura Ingraham from Fox News. Jeff Zucker's lasting legacy, this is cut five at CNN, may have cost thousands of COVID deaths. No, nobody has thought about this, but listen to Laura Ingraham last night on her show on Fox News Channel.
The mission of Zucker's branch Covidians was to ignore or smear any medical opinion that questioned their cultish outlook on lockdowns and mandates. Now, among their targets were doctors who authored the Great Barrington Declaration, who appeared regularly on The Angle.
Denying herd immunity is like denying gravity. Even if you have a vaccine, it's still herd immunity that protects people against the virus. Lockdown costs will, even in the short and intermediate term, have larger and longer health consequences.
The school closings, rich parents or middle-class parents can do higher tutoring. The working-class children, they don't have those options. So they're the ones who are suffering the most.
They were right then, and they're right now. But Zucker sent out the zombie squad to tear them all down.
I'm extremely concerned that the president is being advised by people who speak of herd immunity. Herd immunity is another word for mass murder. That is exactly what it is.
Naturally, they're all following the cues of Branch Covidian's supreme leaders and longtime friends of CNN. Internal NIH emails showed that the devious duo of Francis Collins and Tony Fauci were scrambling for a plan to smear the few doctors brave enough to stand up to them and the entire medical establishment. In one email, Collins wrote about the work of three fringe epidemiologists that seems to be getting a lot of attention. He then called for a quick and devastating published takedown of its premises. In Fauci's network, Covidians, well, they gave him airtime in order to laugh off the fringe doctors.
We should be doubling down in implementing the public health measures that we've been talking about for so long.
At a time of crisis, when everyone needed the opportunity for a full and fair airing of the options, all of them that were available to us, Zucker's CNN took every opportunity to call for extreme lockdown measures that hurt millions of American families and wrecked our economy. They trashed scientists and doctors who simply wanted Americans to hear the other side of the story. They launched ugly attacks against President Trump and his team, who eventually helped obtain the very vaccines that CNN now celebrates. So from beginning to end, the Zucker Covidians saw the pandemic not as a tragedy to be managed, but as an opportunity to be exploited. It is one of the most shameful periods in the history of American journalism. Maybe, just maybe, post-Zucker, CNN will begin to escape the cult it built.
On Fox News Channel, and she's right. She's right. Now you've got to ask yourself the question, how many people lost their lives because of that? And I contend that it's countless. That there are people that lost their lives that didn't have to lose their lives because of what they did on CNN. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 131, as we check things out on area freeways at the moment, a lot of congestion down there on the Southern Beltway in Henderson. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, heavier than usual flows through there. 215 eastbound at Gillespie. Also, there's a stalled vehicle there on the right shoulder near the right lane. That's 215 eastbound at Green Valley. No delays or restrictions on US 95, the good news there, but as you cross over into the Spaghetti Bowl to the 515, it's a different story. That's where they have the construction zone between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Only two lanes are available through there till they get that completed next year.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders adding to their coaching staff, reportedly hiring Bo Hardigree as their new quarterback's coach. He was with new head coach Josh McDaniels with the Patriots last year, where he served as a quality control and quarterback's coach. The Raiders also have a new assistant general manager. That would be Champ Kelly. Kelly spent the last seven seasons with the Bears, was the assistant director of player personnel for the last five of those seasons. And also, according to NFL Network, the Raiders are interviewing former Bears defensive coordinator Sean Desai to be their new defensive coordinator. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Got a party of 10 coming in, and we need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. They're great people. They really honestly are, and they're right here in Southern Nevada. 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. One of the things that I've been talking a lot about on this show and with my friends off the air and on social media, is this whole notion of what the president said in his news conference of last week, or his photo op, whatever you want to call it. And he said, very strikingly, Republicans have to tell Americans what they are for. It's not enough, and this is my words, not his. It is not enough to say the other guy sucks. Whether you're Adam Laxalt, who you'll hear from a little bit later on in the program, or Mark Robertson, who will join us at the top of the hour. Regardless of who it is and which part you're talking about, you cannot just say the other guy sucks. You just can't do it. You've got to, and this is what the president said, you've got to be able to tell people what you are for, not just what the other guy's against. And I thought it was interesting. Last night, I was watching I was watching Newsmax, and Steve Scalise, the congressman from Louisiana, was on with Sean Spicer, and he confirmed the talk of a GOP, what you want to call it, contract with America again, kind of the redo of that, that there might be a contract for America 2.0, and I found it interesting that he confirmed that, yes, they have been talking with Newt Gingrich and others about some kind of contract for America where the Republicans will lay out to the American people, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll lower unemployment. We'll increase jobs. We'll eliminate violent crime. We'll do this, we'll do that. Essentially what we will do, not just that the other guy sucks. This is Steve Scalise last night on Newsmax.
I've read some reports that the Republican leadership is getting advice from former Speaker Newt Gingrich to come up with, you know, maybe a contract with America 2.0, some kind of agenda heading into the midterms that your members, your current members, and potential members, the guys who are running out there to join you to make a new majority, would run on. Where is that?
Yeah, Sean, this is something I really get excited about because, you know, we're working on a good, bold, conservative agenda. We've talked to Newt. We've talked to others. And what we want to do is roll that out in the next few months as we get closer to the election to show people not only, look, people know how bad the policies of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are, but they want to know what we stand for. And we're going to be showing them what we stand for on every issue that people are facing. Like, parents want more control over their kids' education. Democrats don't want them. They deem them domestic terrorists if they care about their kids. You know, so we're going to be talking about school choice. We're going to be talking about getting the economy getting people back to work again, securing America's border, and standing up to the bullies around the world. You know, how to open up our classrooms. Those are going to be things that we're going to be rolling out, you know, a good commitment to America that people can rally around. Again, they know how bad the Democrats are. We're going to win the House back next year by rallying behind a real exciting, bold conservative agenda that people can contrast to what Biden has done to destroy this economy and to make America weaker all around the world.
I'm excited to hear that. Any sense? Can you just give me ballpark on timing?
Yeah, probably by the summer. You know, again, people don't really pay attention to elections until they get closer. We don't even have maps in most states, with redistricting qualifying usually is later. So once we get through primaries, you're going to see the races really shape up where it's going to be a good conservative Republican running against a big government socialist in a lot of these swing districts. And that's where the real races are going to be, you know, played out over who will control the House and the Senate in this November midterm.
That's Steve Scalise, the congressman from Los Angeles. Remember, he was almost killed on a baseball field in suburban Washington. Yeah, yeah. And fortunately, he survived, and he is now a part of leadership for Republicans in the House of Representatives. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The Nevada Resilience Project reminds you that hope is on the horizon. We know it's been a difficult year for everyone, and the world may still feel unstable at times. It's okay, because you're not alone. If you or someone you know is struggling, our Resilience Ambassadors are available and can help you find stability. Visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to connect with one of our Resilience Ambassadors.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Mark Robertson, retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves and a candidate for Congress in CD1. He was a candidate in CD3, but switched over to 1. Why did he do it? We'll talk with him about that in just a couple minutes. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now at 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Take a look at your website. Does it need some updating? Well, they can do it at the SKC Group. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story of Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphin coach, who is suing the National Football League and a couple of its franchises. What is the latest? It's starting to get ugly.
It really is. Of course, he was fired by the Miami Dolphins. And once he was fired, he said, okay, well, the Rooney Rule is in effect. The Rooney Rule is named after the late owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it basically requires any NFL team who is going to be searching for a head coach must interview at least two minority candidates in that process. It's an entire process. And he didn't feel like he was getting once he got fired by the Dolphins, he applied for the head coaching job with the New York Giants, and he also applied with the Denver Broncos. Now, what he said he heard was that in a text between Bill Belichick and some other people, the head coach of the Patriots and somebody with the Giants had been talking, and they basically said Brian Daboll is already got the job, but and that was before he had an interview with the Giants. So he said, "Hey, that's a sham interview. This is ridiculous." And then he's also suing the Denver Broncos because when he was being interviewed in that process, again, they have to go through the minority hiring process, and they basically, he said that John Elway was, I guess, on a bender the night before and was hung over when he was doing an interview with him and didn't take the interview seriously. So all of this is in a lawsuit, but he's going on ESPN, he's going on all these other outlets talking about how unfair it is to minority coaches. But as far as I'm concerned, Kevin, nobody owes anybody a job. I don't care whether you feel like because of the color of your skin you've been, you know, discriminated against. They want the best person for the job. These are billionaires who are responsible for an entire operation. And if you're going to run the organization on the field, you better know what you're doing. And just because you coached before doesn't mean that you're entitled to another job at that level. So, to me, it's a lot of sour grapes. Maybe he does have some sort of grievance that he could file, and he's going through the legal process. But in the meantime, he is dragging the NFL and his own name through the mud. And for me, I see it, and I don't even want to hear from him anymore. That's just me.
Do you get a sense, Jim, that eventually Brian Flores will be blackballed and he won't be able to find a job in the National Football League? Which, by the way, John Gruden is on that list probably, too.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, 6 of 1, half a dozen of another there. It's really, at this point, it's kind of like Colin Kaepernick. You know, you push. And who knows, is Antonio Brown going to get a fifth or sixth chance after taking off his shirt and walking off the job in front of 50,000 fans? So, you know, the NFL has a lot of personalities that they have to deal with. They have legalities that they have to work with, and they try to work within that framework. And, hey, nobody owes anybody a job. I don't care if you feel like you've been cheated and it wasn't fair that you got fired. Hey, that's life. You better toughen up and start reading a little bit of history and how tough things are for just about everybody.
But would you agree that it is odd, call it odd or call it something else, that Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs' offensive coordinator, high-powered offense, blah 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 blah, and yet he can't even get a sniff at an NFL job. Yeah, he'll get a couple of interviews, token interviews. Some would say sham interviews. Brian Flores would probably say, but the fact is that he gets a couple of interviews, But yet he never gets the job. And is that fair?
Well, I think it's just like everybody else. They don't want to be told what to do, especially a billionaire. Yeah, don't tell me who to hire. I'll hire who I want to hire, and that's the way it should be in a free society. Now, do they think there's an unfair playing field for white coaches? Or you take a look at the Washington Commanders head coach. I mean, he's a Hispanic. There are minority coaches. Mike Tomlin has been the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers for 15 years. Marvin Lewis was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals for 17 years. You know, we've talked about this. There are jobs out there available if you can do the job. Nobody owes Brian Flores a job, and he has to come to terms with that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be interesting to see how this thing progresses. I have a feeling that the more Brian Flores is out amongst them, he's been on ESPN. He was on New Day on CNN yesterday. And my guess is there's going to be more to this story. The big question is if you're paying a coach $100,000 a loss bonus, that is wrong.
No doubt about that. I mean, tanking to get a better position or a better player in the draft it just ruins the whole competitive spirit of any professional sports.
Yeah, good point, good point. More coming up as we continue. Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by a guy who we've had on before, but he was running for a different office. Mark Robertson will join us, candidate for Congress, now in CD1. He was in CD3. We'll ask about the switcheroo coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let Little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes inside